You fucking pieces of shit. Welcome to Cumtown. We're over here talking about Judge Dredd or something. I don't know. We're talking about Blackwater or some shit.
In the CIA.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg's bitch ass is in the CIA, dude. He did the coup.
He did the coup in Bolivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His dance was so fucking horrible that the guy killed himself or something. I don't know. So we got... Like, what are you looking at?
I'm checking it for
the reads.
Yes.
Nice. we're sipping on damn smoothies. We're joined today. Can you remind me your name?
It's Dylan.
Our boy Dylan. We're out here talking about pedophiles and shit. And Dylan's sitting in, got a fucking hard dick movie coming out. Called something about raccoons.
Dylan's also a vet of the Truck Boys game. He's the OG Truck Boy.
The boys know. Yeah, I was never a Truck Boy, and that makes me feel sad. About
he introed Nick to the Truck Boy game.
Mm-hmm. The Familia, to that thing of yours, which was never a thing of. I was never part of it.
Sorry, I'm still trying.
Because we started working on the truck together, right?
Got me the job. We didn't start together.
Was I already off the truck when you started?
I think so. Yeah, maybe I worked one or two jobs with you or whatever. Yeah,
because I was just just transitioning off that because we had a mutual friend
to become a woman,
taking estrogen. Yeah.
Congratulations!
Well, it would have been easier to get into production that way.
Why don't we just give you some titties, dude?
I've already got them.
No, they're some fat ones, dude.
I mean, they.
Suckable ass titties.
Are they?
You can get you some more jobs.
Yeah. Are there trans people working in production?
I assume so. Yeah. I try not to see trans.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like
we're all the same gender.
Because to me, at this point, everybody's like anybody that looks mildly androgynous. I just assume. Yeah.
I did call.
I hear you on that. It safe.
Yeah.
An eye on this one.
Yeah, Dylan's been calling Adam them the whole time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I have a lot of anxiety when people attempt a gender.
I did feel bad. I was in Portland this weekend, and I called a what appeared to me to be a lesbian woman. I just said ma'am, just because I've been on a real certain ma'am kick recently.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's always
because you're a southern gentleman.
I was in New Orleans, so I picked it up
mm-hmm.
after I came back with my linen suit and my hat, and I was caught. And then, but I saw the look on their face, like I just made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a little mustache, so I don't know if it was just like a trans or maybe just a genderqueer person.
I kind of look like that when I get a mustache.
You pretend to be French and you said mon ami.
Mon ami.
I'm deaf. I'm from here. And I'm deaf.
No, I was
ducking. They just start speaking to you in French. And in sign language. fuck. Not only is he also deaf, but he heard me somehow. He knows I'm not French.
Reads lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that, you know, so what do you do in that situation?
You know, that's really annoying to me. It's like, if you know someone's gender or their preferred gender and you say the wrong one on purpose, you're being an asshole. But if you make like an honest mistake, and you don't know the person, that's not something that like.
I saw their face.
You're not
sour.
Trying to hurt someone's feelings.
I would never try to hurt her in a beautiful vest.
What's nice now or though them, is like you know how people used to be scared about, you know, like oh is that woman fat or is she pregnant? But now you can do that to guys.
Oh, that's true.
So you can be like, oh, when's the baby due? And you're like, I'm clearly a fat man. I'm like, I didn't want to assume.
Yeah.
I'm rude to both genders. Genders.
I didn't want to assume. I assumed you were a trans man who has a
pussy
a baby,
that got filled up.
Has a man's inside penis.
Damn, can Buck Angel get pregnant?
She's probably taking a lot of testosterone.
Him, actually?
He's probably taking a lot of testosterone.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. I was thinking about pregnant, and then it made me say she.
Now who's the fucked up guy?
Well, there was that...
Calling Buck Angel she.
There was that person in Australia that was pregnant after transitioning to being a man. Yeah. It was a big tabloid news story.
I remember. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't like the reproductive system, doesn't, or like the, you know, birth system.
The pussy system. Down.
I wonder if you get a penis, but you still have a uterus, you haven't had like a hysterectomy, if you could just get a C-section.
I wonder what happens on that show, I Am Jazz, after they're done with everything.
Well, it's like a child, right?
Well, not anymore.
It's an adult now.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Combs hair, spritzes a little bit of mint in my mouth.
Yeah, who's the guy that's been waiting for Jazz to turn 18?
Like, I'm like the Full House guys?
Yeah.
But they're about trans girls?
Yeah. crossing out.
Remember how weird
dates
that
on
was,
a calendar.
When everyone was
Mary Kate
waiting.
Ashley.
And it's like, they were famous for being babies.
Yeah.
That's a weird.
They weren't even hot.
Like hot 16-year-olds.
There was two of them.
Oh, yeah. Forget. Twins.
Yeah, people forget.
Twins.
Twins used to be rare before they were putting, you know, estrogen in the milk.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Whatever happened in the milk.
Well, I think it's in vitro babies.
In vitro babies, there are a lot of twins and triplets.
My brothers are twins.
You know what's interesting is, like, you know, you see those, like, farm videos of them abusing animals, and people are like, oh, I don't want to eat meat anymore because everybody's disgusted by them. Everybody's disgusted by them.
That's true.
But everyone also loves watching those videos of them throwing dead cows into that giant meat grinder.
People love that.
I love it.
I've never seen that video.
People love that.
Yeah, people love it.
No, that's...
But I do find it interesting.
That's scary.
No, I mean, it's cool. No, I mean it. It's therapeutic.
You know, people like watching shit get thrown in those grinders, but not the actual cows.
I've only watched the videos of dead cows and horses being thrown in there.
Whoa, they got horses?
I think once they're dead, there's a lot less emotional attachments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true.
I would love to take my daughter to see her horse be thrown in one of those after she gets a B in Spanish. Yeah. Sorrycito? Sorrycito Ahora? Whatever Are You Sorry Now is in Spanish.
I think, is Ahora, is that
it's
it?
Here.
It's here.
Is that now?
No, it's here, I'm now. Pretty sure.
Ahora is now.
Is it?
Aura. Like aura.
I got
it
right.
Like hour.
Anyway,
yeah.
She's crying. Horse is being ground up into glue.
Is horse meat delicious? It seems like it'd be too tough.
They eat it in France.
I hear it's gamey.
Do they have fat horses? Are there fat horses?
Absolutely.
You gotta stay tight on these. They're not like.
Sorry, I'm.
Right.
You're not a broadcaster.
I'm not used to it.
It's all right.
Like
dude.
Us.
Very much a noob.
By the end of the app, you'll be.
Turned out. We're gonna sex you into the
podcast.
Yeah,
we're gonna sex you into the cult.
I just don't want to have like the sniffle.
What if we all pulled our dong? Theoretical. What if halfway through we were like, oh, by the way, we're going to have to rape you for this to air?
What if we all jizzed on a cookie and made him eat it?
QAnon style.
I'd ask you about your numbers, probably.
Okay.
We put our Venetian masks on.
Yeah. So would you be cool with it if we had less or more sex? Do you mean numbers as in our body count?
Oh, man. I was thinking measurements.
Oh, I thought he wanted.
I mean, there's a lot of numbers.
I thought he didn't want to get emotionally attached.
I was more saying, was the sex worth, you know, people hearing about a movie that I have coming out?
I think he was talking about our audience.
That's what the leverage is here, right?
I thought body count. Nick thought cock.
Well, I mean, like, it's all of the above. That's what I mean. Like, there would have to be.
Pretty good.
I need statistics.
The numbers are pretty good.
We team up pretty well. Yeah. We collaborate well together.
Because I think after one, it doesn't matter. Like,
true.
You know, like that. Like, I would imagine that the first cut's the deepest.
And we'd break you off in open. So, here's the thing. Here's the good news. Our dicks are soft unless. Later on, they're not. Wink, wink, if you know what I'm talking about, Nick.
I think so today, looking at the calendar.
Maybe we'll actually, you know what? Let's pick this discussion
we'll pick
up
this
later.
Up in, oh, right. Let's say 11 minutes
in
and 11 29
minutes.
Seconds. If I had to hazard a rough estimate, when I might want to have that conversation.
So why don't you tell us about The Flick?
The Flick is Killer Raccoons 2. Dark Territory in the Dark.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is a pretty much shot-for-shot parody of Under Siege 2,
wow.
Which is one of the worst sequels ever. So the whole idea was to like parody bad action sequels from the 90s.
What are the worst sequels ever?
Well, the worst sequels, like, I'm more talking about sequels that, like...
The second inch of Adam's penis.
We're like, okay.
Terrible. Godfather 2.
The second and final inch of Adam's penis.
Yeah. First of all, this thing's only 3/4 long.
Listen... Having you admit to the second inch, which is, I think to this point you have never admitted to the existence of a second inch. I'm going to take it as a win.
Okay. You're building, dude. One step at a time.
Pretty soon you're going to recognize my third inch.
It's like Palestine.
It's like Palestine.
The third inch of your dick. You need international recognition. Anyway.
Sorry. No. What were you saying?
Sorry, we're just doing our little thing.
Anytime Palestine gets brought up, I want to hear. So basically, in the 90s, like, I grew up on, like, Die Hard, Speed, Under Siege.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
all
dude.
When they came out, those are all good movies.
That's some
like
good
Die
right
Hard's
there.
Obviously better.
Sure.
Like Die Hard,
bad.
Speed, Under Siege.
Gotcha.
But the sequels are equally, in my opinion, bad. Like Speed 2, terrible. Yeah. Die Hard 2, huge.
And they're
drop-off.
All the same.
With
movies,
a Vengeance,
they're all of the
no,
same
Die
plot.
Three.
That's three.
That's the good sequel.
Die Hard 2, it's you saying an M word on a boat.
Yeah.
Speed 2, you're just going fast on a boat. Under Siege 2, more boat stuff.
No, Under Siege 2 is on the train.
Oh, right.
So yeah, the first one's on the boat.
Really?
So we essentially got a train for free.
Nice.
Cool. And Travis,
you hear that, Nick? You jealous?
No.
Be honest.
I'm not jealous. I've never been a train guy.
It was fun, man.
Nick's eyes are opening.
It was fun
wide.
To climb around on trains.
Nope. I'm openly admit to a lot of other things that I like. Trains.
Nick just put a pillow on his lap.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Why is it raising up?
The pillow?
Yeah.
Because I got into magic. That's one of the things.
That's one thing you would be jealous of?
I'm into magic. Yeah. I don't care about trains. I'm going to entertain myself doing magic tricks while you guys talk about your fucking trains that I don't care about.
Well, we had real frozen dead raccoons.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Replace the henchmen.
Did you do it yourself?
Yeah.
You killed them?
No. Oh, no. So getting raccoons is great because Travis Irvine, the director.
Shouts out to Travis.
Travis Irvine's a funny
former
comic.
DC comic.
Former DC comic. He got out of it to kill and freeze raccoons.
Sounds like he's doing a lot better.
Somebody found them in the garbage and they were like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm a director.
I have a business
I'm
now.
A directing.
I'm a filmmaker. I'm an auteur.
Director.
Well, in 2017-18, he moved back to Columbus to run for governor. As
Hell
a libertarian.
Yeah.
Oh,
party,
I remember that.
And then make this movie. So
yeah, because Travis hates age of consent laws. That's his big thing.
Yeah. I mean,
cannot stand.
He asked me not to talk about that.
No, that was his big. But, that was his big campaign promise.
Well, that's how he got into Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
a child's ass for every dick.
But to get the raccoons, they're considered like rodents, so you're supposed to destroy them.
Really?
If you catch them, so
they're
animal
rodents,
control,
they're big as shit.
But they're like considered pests, pest control. That's the word I think. So they, when they catch them, they're supposed to kill them and destroy them. But they give them to like a biology lab to test them for diseases to see if there are any diseased raccoons in the area. And if they're not, if they're disease free. They just cryo-freeze them, or like, you know, like whatever the dry ice shit, where it's super frozen. And then you can get them from them for free, like as many raccoons as you want.
Wait, you get them for free?
Yeah, like we got 8 raccoons from like a biologist that had them frozen and tested and was going to either incinerate them or give them to us. And so we got like an official letter that we can have them. We're not harming anything.
So it's if like, some guy wants to fuck dead raccoons, you can just get them for free?
In theory? Yeah, I mean, hypothetically.
Did you have to say it was for a movie, or did you say
how did you get the train for free?
Yeah. All right.
Yes, of course you can get dead raccoons for free.
Why was that?
Nobody,
why?
Because
they're nobody
pests.
Wants them.
Nobody
There's
wants
plenty
them.
Plenty of people who want an
they're
entire
literally
train.
You can make a coonskin coat.
I can't imagine. Whatever it is, the process of getting a free train.
That's
there aren't
right.
A million autistic people that haven't figured that out already.
That's right. Claim this is because I asked a stupid question.
No,
because you're autistic.
No. Nick's saying it's for the people at home.
Oh,
that's
I see.
Not what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't understand how there's a process in which you can get a free train that hasn't already been exploited by retarded people.
That's true.
Well,
they keep sending them to jail if they try to ride a train.
It was a non-profit. They have like in Nelsonville, Ohio, near the Athens OU Film School. School, which is where
nonprofits are bullshit, dude. Yeah. You can just you put whatever you want on that 501c application.
I plan on
it's like, oh yeah, you give away dead raccoons. Sure, no taxes for you, pal.
Well, they have a they restore old trains and they run a. They run a tourist thing.
Yeah, nice. We sell trains and raccoons. And it's business. And we don't pay taxes.
But we literally just had to pay. We had to submit to the board. It took like 9 months of going in front of the board, getting approval to do it. We have to provide insurance, stuff like that. But ultimately, their employees were on salary, and they were just there anyway.
Man, I want to meet the adjuster who does insurance claims for fucking... model like railroads, antique railroads that you can buy.
Well, they're real railroads, full size trains that have just been decommissioned, and they're like, you know, cool CSX trains.
Dude, we got to do that
like
shit.
That.
We got
to
go,
and we got $25 a day to tip the guy that drove them around for us. But we got to shoot inside of them, outside of them, all for free, and damn, it made the whole thing possible. So we like, so Travis came up with the idea of doing it on Under Siege 2.
Keep the mic tight, oh, Poppy.
Sorry. But Travis came up with the idea of doing it against Under Siege 2, and we both like historically kind of have, like, I went to see Under Siege 2 in a theater. The screen broke. I waited for 2.5 hours. Oh, like, it was like 15 minutes into the movie. So he asked me if I like if I liked that movie, and I was like, I fucking hate that movie. He was like, will you parody it for me?
That rocks.
And like, you know, like, and so he brought me like a budget and a script, and we like now retooled it. And
wait, you have a raccoon Seagal, or you have a man?
No, we have a man Seagal.
Okay.
He's actually the... He's a recast, same role as the original that Travis made. Because Travis made the first one, which is called Coons. Uh-huh. And we weren't, our investors wouldn't let us call it Coons.
Okay.
So, all right. So we called it. Okay. So we called it Killer Raccoons 2. But Coons is like on YouTube and Amazon.
This is a sequel.
This is actually a sequel. Yeah. Because we're gonna do the trilogy is gonna be a parody on Alien 3. Mm-hmm. Nice. With a little Return of the Jedi.
It's very interesting because the original Under Siege was called Chinks. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
And Steven Seagal was like, well, there's chinks in the armor of the ship. And that's how the terrorists get in. It's through the chinks. They're like, you can't call it that.
Please,
he's like,
all right,
how about
that.
Under Siege 2? They're like, okay.
All right, that's fine, that's Steven.
Fine. Under Siege 2, Doctor. Under Siege 2 is like, watch it. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's like the worst movie ever. They made it for $40 million. It's a joke. Our whole thing was we tried to make sure the movie still looked as bad as Under Siege 2.
How many, now, is there titties in Under Siege 2?
I don't believe, there might be a brief.
Interesting.
There might be a brief scene with a little flash. Because there's no, like, girl jumping out of the cake like Juan. You know, like, that was, like, that was a historic thing. I saw that, I was, like, at 7 in the theaters.
Big.
That was a big deal for me.
Of course. You got hard as shit next to your dad.
I was 7. I mean, getting hard as shit that wasn't even, like, in the equation at that point.
Oh, dude. You never got a surprise boner as a child?
NRBs all the time. Yeah. But that wasn't, like, until I was on my way to middle school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't feel like I was popping wood before then.
I feel like I was. Like, really? What do you think?
Well,
I know I could get my dick hard by massaging it as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I know one time when me and my brothers were having, we would often have dick measuring contests. Mm-hmm. And I remember one
while
time.
While you were growing up?
Yes. And I remember one time I
is
got
the older
hard.
Brother just losing?
Yeah. Yeah, like,
no, I was winning. Thank you. Until
3 years older than you.
First of all, two.
It's a rigged game.
2 years older.
Infant brother beating you in a dick.
Not an infant. They were not infants.
You were 4 and they were 2.
You're 13 years old.
13 and 11 is perfectly reasonable to lose in dick measuring contest.
Just blasting the NBA Jam theme in the basement. Your mom's like, what are you doing down there with the babies? We're playing basketball.
Puts up a brick.
Don't come down here.
They weren't babies. They're 2 years younger than me.
Where's my baking ruler? Where's my baking ruler that
baking
I use
ruler?
For? I don't know.
What is a baking ruler?
It's something his mom needs in the kitchen that he's using to measure his brother's penis.
My brothers are twins, and they're 2 years younger than me. I never measured my grown penis next to my baby brother's penises and lost. Thank you very much.
And lost.
For the record, I never
lost.
The point I was trying to make, Nick, was that I would get hard.
Putting your own biggest penis medal on yourself. Your infant brother, who clearly won, is just crying.
And the winner is me.
Yeah, I won.
I gotta imagine different sizes as twin brothers is a complex type thing.
Yeah, I think my brothers. Like, okay, to be fair, I'm pretty sure my brothers
they're fraternal,
have bigger dicks than me. Okay. And I think they're pretty nice sized. I haven't seen them grown up. Their grown up penises.
Oh, okay.
In quite some time. I've seen Eldest's penis quite a bit, and it is pretty small. Just for the record.
Yeah, Eldest has a vagina.
Yeah. Eldest, my friend Dylan, to catch you up, my dear friend and roommate Eldest Sewell, has a really small penis.
Like a micro?
Nah, just yeah. Let's
he's
say
roommate
yes.
Roommate for life kind of situation.
I know. Yeah, no, he's not. He's not my roommate for life, i.e. I'm gay. But anyway, the point, the question I was asking, thank guys, to keep it to ask back to the movie, is how, if there were no titties, Or if there was a brief flash, did you put any titties in your movie?
We did not. We have like a, we have a gratuitous parody. Oh no, we do have boobs.
Yes.
No, we have more boobs. Yeah, we have boobs. Nice. Because in the beginning, yeah, they use that. They're using a special satellite to zoom in on it because that's in Under Siege 2. If it happened in Under Siege 2,
great.
Like the only difference is like instead of running across the train, like with a helicopter shot,
yeah,
we would do them climbing across the train.
Gotcha.
Because we could fake shit like that. Everything that's
no drones.
No, we did use drones to get some coverage, but with an actor running on the train. That was a little out of our element. We were trying to keep, you know, like if you watch like Hot Shots or Airplane, like those production values suck.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not getting like a, like we got so much better production value out of the money that we put into it.
For sure.
Like it's amazing how many people will do favors and solids when they, to be like, oh yeah, I'm the VFX on a feature.
Right.
Like people, like a lot of really talented people will do a lot of fun shit to make a movie happen.
Nice.
And so that, like, so we got a good,
would they fuck to get a move? Would they have to get their dick hard to do it?
Well, I mean, we started shooting like 2 weeks after the Weinstein thing broke.
So nobody could get their dick hard until...
I think the point Nick's trying to make is if you really needed your dick to get hard for this movie to get made,
if you know a service
that will help.
If you're reading the Weinstein news and you're reeling about all the rapes... and you
can't believe it
hard,
myself.
And you're trying to get your dick hard and you can't. You should check out a website called BlueChew.com.
That's true.
Stav can tell you a little bit more.
I absolutely 100% can. Dylan, you know, Dylan, earlier when I said, would you get fucked by us, I was going to say me and Nick can't even get hard. But that was in a world before BlueChew.com. Mm-hmm. So luckily for you, we both took BlueChew. And what they do is they offer the generic version of Viagra Cialis. We're talking to Dan Delafil and Sedan Delafil or whatever.
Sedan,
my dick.
Is that the Ray Liotta one?
Sedan, my dick. Delafil. Yeah, it is the Ray Liotta one.
Yeah, it makes you quit smoking too.
Yeah, your dick gets hard as shit, and cigarettes taste even worse.
Yeah, basically, if you like sex, you'll like Blue Chew. BlueChew.com.
You'll like
the website.
Specifically that.
The website will
turn
you
on.
If you like
experience.
Sex, you'll like BlueChew.com because they offer men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to last longer and go extra rounds?
Yep.
Extra rounds, and what they mean by that is, like, don't you want to get your dick hard like in that?
You want to go for two.
That episode of Black Mirror when the guy has sex with his friend in Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
And they go act those kind of rounds.
You're
having gay sex on
round
the down
two
low
fight.
Over PlayStation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, okay, in that movie or that show.
Anthology series.
You wouldn't even need to be hard, right?
Because you can
do
it
if they're having sex over VR?
Well,
so that's kind of a nice way. Maybe BlueChew should get into that space. Where you have VR gay sex.
Well, they don't need to because
they make
you hard when you have a wet dream, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I assume it's blood rushing down.
I've never had a wet dream.
Most of the fantasy dreams I have is like I'm on the battlefield, my face is painted, there's a horde behind me.
I did one time thinking about.
And you never get to rape the queen. You only get into the castle and slit her son's throat in front of her.
Sure.
And then right as you get hard, that's when your mom wakes you up.
Yep.
Having you're going to be late.
Get out of my bed.
You're going to be late to game, dude.
Watching you say this with the chainmail behind you is all too perfect.
My mom's like, get out of my bed. It's like, Mom, I told you I took a blue chew before I went to sleep, and I don't want to come in my own bed. I don't want to get cum in my bed, Mom. I have to go to work.
I had a wet dream when I was a child thinking about...
I have to go to my job at the video game store that I have so I can get cheaper video games. While I continue to...
the rest of the money back into the fucking business.
More money goes to gaming.
That is probably a huge part of their business model. How much of their employees' checks go back into the game.
Dude, I worked with two guys that had kids, and they were like constantly like buying and like pre-ordering stuff, and it would come out and be like... And they'd be like, yeah, this is going to be great playing this with my son. And it's like, first of all, he's two. I doubt he's playing Halo 3 with you.
Yeah.
Like, you just use the child to justify purchasing more video games. They don't have clothes for school, but they have every fucking Ninja Gaiden.
Yep. You know? That's all you need.
They watch you play
mm-hmm.
while they're crying.
And the way he actually conceived that child is he got his dick hard with BlueChew.com.
Wow. Are there multiple Ninja Gaidens? What am I thinking of?
I think there are.
See, I thought Blue Chew up until now was just a slang for chewing Viagra. Yeah.
Well, you're a fucking idiot, Dylan. Yeah,
I mean, I feel
it. What it is.
Like Xerox.
No, it's like, yeah, when you.
What it actually is a miracle surface.
Yeah, I'm about
where
to.
Where you don't even need to go to the doctor. Lives.
You don't go
you
to the doctor.
You stay at home.
The chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full or empty stomach. That's the thing a lot of people don't know is that chew means chewable.
That's right.
You try and chew a Viagra.
Tastes like
good
dog
luck,
shit.
Pal.
Yeah. I thought that meant like that was like more like
no,
a street
it's fucking disgusting.
Nope.
People chew up.
How's your dick work? Does it work fine?
Too well.
Too well.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, get the fuck out of here, pal.
I don't.
Get the fuck out of here.
What, you fucking snob.
If anything, I'm just saying.
You bust quick.
No, I stay hard for too long. That's
you stay hard.
That's definitely the problem. I mean, I don't even want to say.
I see.
I'm not saying that in a good way. It's
you're
a
getting, yeah, you're getting.
It's absolutely a negative.
You say it's too well, you mean you get hard at inappropriate things?
No, it's just like it just won't go away.
Wow. You should pop a Blue Chew and then really go super.
Well, that's why I've never touched any of those because I don't. I feel like I'm going to be the 4-hour guy. You're like that's always what you know. Like that's
all right. I've had enough of your bragging.
I am not. Please do not.
You get to go on Rogan.
Do not take that as bragging.
Go on Rogan if you're one of those guys. That's the reward.
If your dick stays.
I seriously
that Blue Chew guarantees that if your dick stays hard longer than 4 hours, you get to do the Joe Rogan.
You get to meet Joe Rogan.
Wow.
Bro, that's crazy, bro.
You will have to show him your dick.
You think about your dick being hard, and it's like this is something that you know. Your penis is like, it goes into your body, you know, because we always think about it. It's like it's this thing outside of your body, but it goes into your body. And it's like, what's it fucking doing in there? You know?
Yep.
Anyways.
So if you want to, if you like the Joe Rogan
experience. That's a very good point, Joe.
The Bernie episode.
I have often said that your penis is something that is inside of your body.
If we passed Medicare for all, you wouldn't have to pay anything for Blue Chew. It would be sent to you directly to your house in discreet packaging for free.
That blows my fucking mind. That's crazy.
Yeah, so if you want to get your dick hard as fuck, Dylan's is
it only takes
all
a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. No in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy.
None of that shit.
Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from Blue Chew are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time.
Yeah.
You and your partner will love it. Chew and do it. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Cumtown. Cumtown. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Cumtown. And as long as we're on it, I guess, like, so what's the deal with the movie? When can we see it? When is it out?
So it's KillerRaccoons2.com.
Formerly known as Coons.
Formerly known as Coons.
Coons 2.
Bandits of the Night. It was
Coons
a Jaws 2 parody.
Electric Boogaloo.
But KillerRaccoons2.com, we have a... website that will have our tour dates. Me and Travis are taking it on a road show to either comedy clubs or movie theaters.
Adam will be tweeting out all those links.
But the, yes.
Watch this space.
Watch Adam's Twitter. He'll be tweeting out.
Watch this space.
Well, I've like, yeah.
Or else.
But the we're starting at in Columbus at Studio 35 at the Seat Theater. But we'll be doing two shows in Brooklyn. One at Film Noir, which is on Meserol. Over here, and then we're doing a one at Nighthawk in Prospect Park.
That's rad. That's cool.
But, the old Nighthawk.
The one that is Pavilion
that
turned into Nighthawk.
Yeah.
But they're much cheaper than Nighthawk Williamsburg. Because
I've never been there.
It's nice.
Is it
it's
nice?
Like, it's way it's substantially nicer than the Williamsburg Nighthawk. Same idea.
Yeah.
Like table service, drinks, but it's all new and updated.
Oh, cool.
So it's nice. It's pretty reasonably priced, but the...
they'll give you head.
You know, I really like, I went to like, I've been to a couple of just old shitty movie theaters recently. Like ones with not even auditorium seating, that flat shit.
Sure.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Where it's like the fucking.
We're doing a couple of those.
The ads before the movie are static images that are being on like diner menus.
Yes, dude. Yes. You know, I love
floors are sticky.
Lorenzo's fucking detailing service. Yeah. The advertising movie theater. And it's like, they're great.
Yeah.
It's like cozy. It's like you're getting bed bugs, but you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You're with like people who just, you know. they're talking, you're talking to them, they're getting angry, you know, it's like, it's great.
They're jacking off.
They're masturbating. You're like, are you a big fan of the Coon series? The guy's like, the fuck? I'm like, I'm sorry, Luis Gomez dared me to say it to you. Luis J. Gomez, who's my friend who's sitting somewhere in this theater, I can't tell.
I went to see Parasite in a theater like that in Portland.
You saw Parasite?
Did you like it? It was good as hell.
I loved it.
I want to see it so bad.
It's so good.
They just followed Adam around with the camera.
Yeah.
For 6 months.
It's like, Nick can't kill himself so I can keep earning a living.
I like making my own dashi at home. Because once you have, if you have rice without dashi after having it with a dashi,
All you need is a kombu and a bonito flake.
Sorry, Adam.
That's it?
You can make it in 10 minutes.
Your breathy sighing has destroyed all of the mics. The lab mics have been they're rusted from all of your breathy exasperations.
Well, they're stuck together because of the air. The aired, what am I looking for? What's vaporized?
Are you still making shit, Japanese shit?
No, yeah, I haven't.
That's all I wanted to know.
No. Kind of when you're in a family of one, you don't really get.
What are you talking about? I cook for myself all the time when I was alone.
I make smaller meals.
In fact, when I'm in a relationship, I'm less inclined to cook because it's like. Mm-hmm.
You have to make them happy.
Show them
Yeah,
boss.
Then they got to eat the shit, and it's like,
yeah, fuck,
just
you,
fuck
bitch.
Off,
fuck you,
just get the fuck out of here,
get out of my house,
get the fuck out, bitch. I'm making macaroni,
I'm making
and
mac
beef.
And cheese,
my mac and cheese,
mac and cheese with hot sauce,
hot beef in it, bitch.
That's like one of my favorite meals.
It's the best.
Yeah, with hot sauce, really good.
I call it spicy
crab
tuna.
Mac and cheese with tuna and hot sauce.
Really?
It's not bad.
Yeah. Spicy tuna.
That sounds gross.
That's good.
I actually made onigiri the other night.
Whoa, really? Chill What's out, like dude. The cheese and the tuna?
Like,
why
do you think
melt?
I made it?
So you can say that out loud. Yeah.
So I had to open my windows and be like, just in case anybody was wondering what the smell is, I'm making onigiri. Just in case you were wondering. It's onigiri. It's a Japanese meal.
It's Japanese. You're not allowed to get mad at me. Yeah.
It's like it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. A series of commercials.
What's
somebody's
that,
like, man? Somebody's like, what's that? It's onigiri. And a black guy's like, what the hell? And it's like, no, it's onigiri. It's Japanese. And that's like on the bottom of the screen. No, it's onigiri. It's
he said onigiri.
The Japanese guy's just still pissed. Or the black guy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're just wearing a kimono.
I'm wearing a kimono. Ultimate outfit is a Ronin kimono, chainmail,
yes,
adventurer's Panama hat,
correct,
pipe,
correct,
kind of like a cultural mashup,
right. Yeah,
yeah,
all of the deadliest all warriors,
the coolest types.
What kind of shoes are we working with? What kind of shoes?
Probably
a
the
gladiator
shoe,
sandal.
No, the Mexican cartel Zeta boots.
Yes, oh, yes, yes.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
I yes, love sir.
It. I love it.
What's your weapon of choice there?
Persuasion.
Coercion and persuasion. Yeah,
yeah. Magic.
Just waving your hands in front of dangerous motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're beating the fuck out of you.
I just get on the bus and I don't pay and I look over to somebody. I'm like, they think I'm retarded.
That's beautiful, brother.
Yeah. The ultimate outfit.
Absolutely beautiful.
Some people are going to show up to the live show now wearing that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when you said it was the ultimate outfit? I'm like, no, I don't.
No, yeah. I really don't remember shit I've ever said on this gay-ass show.
Comic-Conning the live show.
Oh, when I was in Portland, there was a bootleg Comic-Con. I rode the elevator with a family of cosplayers. And let me just tell you, it did not smell good. Smelled like musty-ass pussy hole.
Oh, like, yeah, I know.
The family did?
The whole family smelled
like the Aristocats family?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was them. There was literally like a family of just fat ass Sailor Moons.
Oh.
They were all Sailor Moons.
That's awful to raise your kids that way.
It was weird, man. To see a family was weird.
It's a full moon.
It's like the how Renfest kids in high school smelled bad, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they all had frizzy-ass, long-ass hair.
Yeah.
The men and the women.
I'm glad I don't smell, because if I could, I would. Yeah. You know, I would smell so fucking
you
bad.
You smell horrible.
If it was possible for me to smell, damn.
It's an automatic don't talk to me.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like better than wearing headphones.
Yeah, I've never worn deodorant, and I wouldn't.
You've never worn deodorant?
I mean, once or twice, but there's no reason to. I just don't. Where are we at?
35.
Okay.
Oh, baby, I love gay sex.
Yeah, no, I just don't.
Because I'm gay.
I just don't.
You don't smell at all?
No. I mean, I will. What? If I, like, don't change my clothes and I, like, work for, like, 3 days, eventually I'll smell. Like, but you have to, like, really get in there. But yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
I guess I'm just, like, chronically dehydrated, so I don't sweat, really.
Wow, fucking, that's
and then,
awesome.
And then I, like, piss red.
I don't smell too bad, healthy. But my balls smell bad.
No, they don't.
After not shaving for a couple of days, my balls.
After not shaving.
Or showering.
After not shaving your pussy. It doesn't
my douche. Balls.
Yeah,
my under balls.
My balls.
I think my pussy balls. Your balls smell worse like when you're in heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I believe like
summertime.
There's nothing
vibes.
You can do about
they,
that.
Yeah, my they balls hang. Don't smell bad, though. I mean, they do smell.
No, there's
all the
a
time.
Smell, though.
They yeah. smell like, and people are going to call me a liar, but it's
you
like freshly cut grass.
You said it before, and I did call you a liar, and I will again.
And kettle corn. And I stand by that. I stand by
which,
it.
That's which why type that's of your favorite corn? Food.
I've made women try it, and they're like, I guess you're right. And then it's like,
I good. Guess you're right.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to make dinner for myself. You've had your meal. Now, the feast of a thousand cultures. Tuna from Japan.
Tuna.
Tuna from spicy Japan. From Mexico. Macaroni from the continent and cheese, as the African warriors would enjoy.
Just wearing that outfit but with your balls hanging out.
Mom's like, could you give me my clothes back? I'm like, Mom, I'm going to be late for work. I need to make my Japanese, my tour of the world breakfast before going to GameStop. It's casual Wednesday. They said I could dress like this.
Damn. Maybe I should. That's what you thought about GameStop. I thought about for a while, but at a grocery store, so that I would get specifically.
You just wanted more food.
Specifically, the deli section.
You just wanted more food.
Oh my god! Deli. Just steal like, little slices all
or
day
the
long.
Butcher. Be a butcher. Get fucking ribeyes and shit.
It'd be funny if you worked at a grocery store and got fired day one. Because whoever hired you, you're like, can we take some of the meat? They're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta have one, yeah, a little bit. And then you're immediately, you've eaten half the case.
Just stop. There's a bite.
You wouldn't even do it that.
Human.
You would just snack way too much. You would take one little piece and then maybe like another one 20 seconds later. In your mind, you're doing it every 30 minutes.
Like Vito working on the job site. Yeah.
100%.
You're like people you observing
you're
realizing.
It's lunchtime.
You're just like, ooh, I'll just try this.
Just take a little trial.
I've never had peppercorn beef.
Sausalito.
Yeah.
What is this?
It's cheddar? What makes it sharp? Let me see if I'll unsharp.
Well, it didn't taste. It didn't
and now
hurt
I'll go
my
back
tongue.
To the other one and see. Interesting. Very interesting. There's a line out the door.
I'm trying like with my eyes closed to like match up every kind of cheese with what they gave me.
I'm doing the Pepsi. Me and some of the customers are doing the Pepsi taste challenge in the back. No, I thought it would be a fun thing for the customers if we did the Honey Graham.
Well, I'm doing it first to get all the kinks out myself.
Dude,
so I've been doing it.
I saw a Teddy Quality Graham control. Flavor called Outdoor Adventure yesterday, and the Bears got like a net and an explorer outfit on. He's like, but they're like butterflies and stuff, and it's like, this is just for eating inside.
Yeah.
The kids would be like, oh, it's exercise flavor. Oh, hey.
It's your dick works flavored.
Yeah. Guess who doesn't have tits? Graham crackers.
Also, what does that taste like, though?
That's I don't know. Ooh,
it tastes like butterflies.
Yeah. We should get a little box. A little taste.
You're like, no, I work in the deli.
I've never seen this before.
I work in kids and customers' ask. I want to know.
I need a wide breadth of knowledge.
Yeah. Look, do you want me to be 100% committed to customer service or not? Because otherwise, I'm going to have to go through this store and have direct hand knowledge of the clientele, of the productel.
The product. I just show up. I'm not even working. I'm just eating. I'm just with a notebook. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm from the newspaper. Yeah. I'm doing a review.
Y'all take it easy. I'm going to sleep here tonight. Yeah.
Work to finish.
No, I got into
I just take boxes with me. I'm taking some work home to finish up.
Stop it. I got into a fight with my mom. Well, when I worked at Domino's, they let me do take-home pizzas, so I'm going to take home some of the cash register.
Stop. Have you ever had a fantasy of
yes.
being locked in a supermarket overnight?
Not a supermarket. No.
Like a night at the museum situation?
No.
A restaurant?
A restaurant, now we're talking.
Yeah.
I get all night to whip up whatever
all night.
I want.
You have a sleeping bag.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Now
bro.
That yeah. would fucking rock, dude.
But like a grocery store has like everything a restaurant has on it, right?
No, they don't have like the burners and shit.
They don't have like that.
Stav needs an industrial kitchen.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Like a full commercial kitchen for you to enjoy.
Yeah.
For you to enjoy an evening.
Of course.
Like,
dude.
You can't use like the shitty
you
deli.
Want me to, yeah, you want me to
they
use
got some, locked they got food for delis that the, yeah, the, you know, they got some sort
that's
of kitchen.
That's true.
Like I'm talking about like a grocery store that has like a deli section.
No, you're right about that.
Like they cook
they
food.
The hot
where
bar.
Is it in the back?
Yeah, where
it's
they
in the
make
back
the
of a restaurant.
Hot bar. We got to go to Wegmans sometime.
Wegmans
is good.
See if it's good.
Wegmans
they just
good.
Opened it up in Brooklyn.
You there's a new one.
A new
everybody's
one.
Shitting their pants over Wegmans, and it's like, what do they got? Milk?
I hear it's not that.
It is just a store.
Oh, wow, grapes.
Well,
it's
for it to
just
be that good. But
yeah.
the thing is, it's not going to be good in New York because they don't have the real estate. Like, what makes Wegmans crazy in, like, fucking Owings Mills, Maryland is that they have, like, you know, the same amount of square footage as an entire mall.
Oh, it's huge. It's in the Navy Yard.
Really?
It's like by the like production studios and stuff.
Interesting.
Like, yeah.
Do they have that big
what
ass
happened
food
to
court?
The Navy? They were just like, yeah, we don't give a shit.
We give
it.
Up on Brooklyn.
Fuck New York. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're going to Virginia.
Brooklyn's gay.
The cost of staying there, I assume.
Yeah.
It's the federal it's like, government.
The government can do whatever the fuck
they
want.
Yeah, they do whatever
right?
they want.
Yeah,
they
but they
own
probably
the
make,
land.
But they probably make more money off the land not having the military.
There. I do like that they type.
Military
they,
is just an expense.
But how much could they possibly be making?
Well, they charge.
Well, I mean, we know they're spending a lot.
Yeah.
Oh wait, the Navy isn't there anymore. That's why they call it that. Oh.
Yeah, it was once a Navy.
Yeah, they turned all the armories into homeless shelters. That one over on fucking Atlantic and Bedford.
They
hilarious.
Look so cool from the outside.
Yeah,
they look like castles.
And yeah, just a bum coming out of there like a king. A good day to you, sirs. Good day, nary land. I seen to fixing to shoot some dope into my scepter. If you catch my drift. I mean my penis. I mean, I'm going to shoot dope into my dick.
That would hurt, wouldn't it?
Well, there's a vein on the top.
Dude, I imagine it'd be very sensitive.
The first time you use that dick vein for heroin, though, must be awesome.
Yeah.
But then you ruin your cock, but that one time.
Would you ruin it?
I think so.
I mean, you don't ruin your arm if you shoot one time.
Like, you might have track marks.
Yeah, but you ruin the beautiful aesthetic value of
your
penis.
You shoot up enough, you fucking, it's like, you know, your vein can only take so much stress before it collapses.
Oh, my God.
So then you
can you imagine
then you just
that?
Be, then you'd be
I couldn't imagine.
Time.
Yeah.
No,
it's funny.
My dick vein collapsing?
I had friends that were junkies, and, like, after a couple of years, their arms, they get like edema in their arms, and then they just look like Cookie Monster.
Where they have blue?
They just have
like
these like fat
blue?
Arms that hang forward.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so they're just like these big like monster paws.
Oh,
so funny.
I don't know. I think it looks kind of cool.
No, dude. I don't want that with my cock. I want my cock to spring back into action when it's getting sucked.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe just a little heroin and then a tiny little bit of blue chew.
Yeah.
We'll balance it out, you know?
That's true. A speedball. That's my kind of speedball.
Heroin
speed, and blue chew.
A cock speedball.
Mm-hmm. A speedy cock.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to buy heroin, you're going to need some
money.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Earn it at a job like a bitch?
No, you're going to keep it in a wallet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. That one.
Yeah. There's a special type of wallet you can get that's just for shooting heroin in the tip of your into the ridge. The ridge wallet. especially designed for guys that love banging dope
right into their
foreskin in their scar. Cocks.
Yep.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Ooh, that's right. You guys have scarred up cocks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a scar.
Yeah, it is. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting, Adam. I regrew my foreskin, so me and Stav are friends now.
I love that.
We're good friends.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah, I regrew. I had my penis, I had it about an inch removed from the middle. The head could tuck in.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Does your scar on your dick look like bite marks also?
No,
you got your cock bitten by a rabbi.
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah,
no, for you sure. You guys didn't.
Your Moyle did it with his teeth.
That was the. Yeah.
No, you don't do jokes.
No, we do them.
We do the jokes.
We do the jokes.
So, how about
you
this?
Ask a real
Adam
question?
Adam meant that.
I didn't mean that.
He said, no, it's because.
No, dude, you didn't even know that was happening.
You didn't even think about that.
That wasn't a. Come on, bro. You know that my foreskin wasn't bitten off.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was bitten off. But that's why you're not allowed to use the ridge wall.
It's not true. I have one and it changed my life.
You have
life.
To use the old wallet that everybody's grandma or ex-girlfriends give them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Your dumb bitch ex-girlfriend that just gets you shit from the... Girls always do that. They're like, oh, let's exchange gifts. And it's like, I don't want to exchange a fucking gift. Well, fine, I'll get you a gift. And then you spend all day like getting a nice gift, and then it's just some shit from the like what are those like rotundas? Those things that just like, they're like sunglass,
like a postcard holder.
Those carousels, yeah.
Carousel.
You know, it's like oh thanks, a keychain Swiss Army knife.
You fucking bitch.
You bitch.
That's why you don't get any of this fucking
bitch.
Tuna casserole, man.
Yeah, you're not getting any of this. Why don't you give me something other than an Eddie Bauer spatula?
Just come snip these grassy balls, bitch.
The smell of labor.
I've had exes get me like little gifts a lot.
You have exes buy you gifts?
No. Like when we were dating. No. Okay.
I'm talking about ex-girlfriends buy the big old leather wallet. You probably have a leather wallet, right?
And yeah, you feel like an idiot, huh? Hold on, let's look at this thing.
Wow,
look at this fucking stupid, pathetic, honking.
Doesn't your ass go numb?
It's like a Costanza.
Yeah. I tell you what,
and you hate it, don't you?
I had one of those. Yeah, it's too big.
How we got this fucking sponsor? How we got the sponsors? I had one of those, and I just wanted another wallet because like it got too loose, and the credit cards were falling out.
That's what's happening to mine right now.
This company sponsored.
They're all over the place.
This company,
we'll
Ridge,
give you a sample.
Sponsored the podcast.
Yeah,
you get a
wallet, my friend.
It showed up, and I'm like, this is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Okay,
I was like, this is the stupidest fucking wallet I've ever seen.
Yep,
it comes with a screwdriver in case you want to like add your own attachments. Which I guess if you're like. I don't know. You pretend you're in the military.
I like
or something
modding it cool. out.
But yeah.
You
I
can
put
add
a vape
stuff
on it.
But it, like, I didn't replace it. I was like, all right, I'm going to use this thing for a week and then just go buy a leather wallet
for clubbing.
And now it's like, this is great. It's for this is the best wallet I've ever had.
So, but
like,
I
honestly,
but yeah, I believe you. It looks a little rigid. Is that like? Do you stick that in your back pocket?
Does no, it's a front pocket wallet.
Front pocket wallet.
You just push your shit out, and it's like, you know, like look, credit card is. That's the one I use all the time. So that's right there.
It's in the front.
If I want my ID, it's like right there. Metro cards. It's very easy to get to. It doesn't look like it would be at first, but you get used to it. And then it's like, yeah, I don't want another wallet now. Right, I also don't have a bunch of fucking receipts and bullshit, you know, floating around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. But my problem is I always, I'm going to feel weird not having anything in my back pocket. It'll
be
a transition.
You can put it in your back pocket.
And also you have like so many sandwich club cards and shit in there that like, you know, you'll
only
never use again.
Only a few.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try it out. They also got fucking phone cases and shit. Damn,
we'll give you one. And whoa, wait
no,
a
I mean,
second.
I,
let's fast forward.
Apart. I got that 2000.
I already took the carbon fiber one for myself. Nice. Because as an import
military grade.
As an import tuner,
of course.
Carbon fiber gear so I'm faster behind the wheel.
That's true.
When you're talking about, when I'm shaving fucking microseconds off my quarter mile.
That's
true. It's a drag, professional drag.
And you have your wallet
in
your pocket.
Every pound. I throw up before I get in that car and I get myself bled
beat
by
off.
A Revolutionary War reenactivist.
Mm-hmm.
I have all
put
the blood
leeches
drained.
All over your asshole.
I go in that car fucking 86 pounds. And we're talking...
No bone marrow.
Yeah, and when that clock stops at the end and it says 16.97 seconds... You know I got the best fucking Toyota Tercel in the business. They say, why? It's because this is carbon fiber.
Carbon firewall.
They got aluminum. They got fucking steel. And then I don't know, some other fucking
other popular metal types.
Yeah, titanium.
Maybe a tungsten carbide?
Titanium, yep. Carbon fiber, and aluminum.
Oh, yeah. That's light bulbs. They got light bulbs.
It's like that dark metal.
I don't know. But I think it's
tungsten. You see these a lot on that subreddit, Everyday Carry.
Oh, yeah.
Which really? Is very funny because it's always like a wallet like this and then a gun. And then like Ernest Hemingway's stopwatch. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Where are you going? I hope it would be justified if like every couple of days somebody was like, oh, hey, guys, Bert was shot to death while checking in as manager of the Radio Shack. Another Everyday Carry guy came in and beat him in a duel. And he was murdered.
Is Everyday Carry motherfuckers that have guns?
It's people that, yeah, they have open like carry. It's like their loadout, their gear for the day.
But anytime the word carry is thrown in there, it usually has to do with guns.
I would imagine.
Yeah. But the word whenever, carry is like synonymous with it now.
We're all packing. We don't talk about this on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we all
have a gun
under
my gun. We all have Adam always had a gun.
I have a gun under my
balls. I've had a gun on me for the last 3 years.
Yeah. That would be so awesome if you just brandished it one time.
There was one day where
I just put a gun in his mouth.
Take it anymore.
One of the episodes we deleted was you did that.
Yeah. No, it got kind of weird. The podcast is going to be late. It's my fault.
I don't like it as a joke.
I bought a handgun when I was 17.
Whoa.
And I got pulled over on my way home after buying.
Really?
It. Yeah. Cop, like I was speeding. Wow. A cop like got out of the car.
Because you had that new gun confidence.
You couldn't wait. Yeah.
Cop got out of the car, gun drawn, pulled me out. I thought like he knew something that I didn't know. You know, like,
did
I thought
he?
Just for speeding. He just flipped. No, he's just some fucking suburban police officer that just flipped out on me. But I had like I'm 17.
And I have you bought it.
And you pulled out
gun.
His Ridge wallet, and the cop was like, oh, I didn't realize you were a military first responder. No tickets for you, sir. I'm on my way to the black elementary school to deal out some justice. He's like, oh, you got a gun? Care to join me? I could use some backup.
I hear somebody owes a little school lunch debt.
Yeah, yeah. And then we flew the helicopter directly over to Mir Rice's head.
We took a fucking Bearcat tank. And we rolled through the fucking gymnasium.
Anyways, there's a lifetime warranty if you love it, and free returns if you don't on the Ridge wallet. It comes in titanium. I already said that. Mm-hmm. So get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping and returns. So we're talking America, India, fucking Uzbek, mm-hmm. Kazakhstan,
Tajikistan, Bolivia,
the country of Africa, mm-hmm. everywhere except Israel, which I'm sure they've shipped to, but. If you're listening and you're in Israel, please just, you know, maybe go find another.
Use a different code.
Just look at the analytics.
You guys
dude.
Get enough deals.
Why can't they
pay full price for once in your life?
Just please for once.
Just see what it's like.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. So everyone except people in Israel right now, listen, it's Ridge.com/cumtown. P.S. Don't tell anyone in Israel. Don't tell the Israeli listeners. And use cum code cumtown. CUMTOWN. Link in the description. Ridge.com/cumtown or use promo code cumtown. 10% off your order. Mm-hmm. And we're back.
And we're back. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Why didn't you buy a handgun?
I was 17, and there was
you were in Ohio, right?
There was a swappers day type field market thing,
uh-huh.
or like mm-hmm. flea market thing that you can go to, and they just basically you walk up and you point at a handgun, they're like $150.
Yeah,
and like and,
it's crazy
like,
how and cheap I, guns are.
And I looked like a no. child at 17.
Yeah,
like I was not. I, uh-huh. like, and they're like, boom, you just walk in, walk out, gun. I buy a gun, walk over to the next booth, buy a pack of ammo, and I leave. There's no name,
no
ID.
Background.
Were you
going
to kill somebody? Was there somebody
no,
you wanted to kill?
I just my friends had a bunch of property, and we would do like target shooting and stuff like that. And so
for fun,
I just wanted to own a gun because I could. I mean, yeah. It's like, I mean, I can argue for always committing a crime without consequence. Like especially when I was younger.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if you were like, you can rob a bank, but you're not going to go to jail. I'm like, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. course.
Like that, like you know, like that idea. So just buying a gun is. Like,
I agree
oh,
with that.
I shouldn't be doing this, but I can, so I'm going to.
And the cop did not find out you had a gun.
No. My brother was riding shotgun 14, holding it in his hand when we got pulled over, looking at it. And he like just stuck it under his seat. But the cop pulled his gun on me, pulled us out. I was just going 82 and a 65. Like,
sure, but he didn't see you buy the gun and thing.
No, no, I bought the gun like 15 miles away, and he just he like radared me and pulled.
And
me
the
over.
Gun was in a paper bag too.
It was in a box, sort of more like an iPhone.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah. Where you like would lift up a box, and it's got a little like cushion thing around it. And it was like a little PP7 looking like James Bond 380,
very
like
cool.
eight in the clip, little gun.
Yeah,
but
I like that a lady's gun.
A lady's gun. Yes. They didn't know I had the gun.
Yeah, I guess there's no reason to search the car or whatever.
I was 17.
But why did he have the gun?
Just
pulled.
Like there's no way you could be like a black dude and they wouldn't search the car.
Oh yeah,
I mean he pulled the gun on me.
That's
crazy. I had to get out of the car, like hands up, walk over.
Every white guy's a story is like, yeah, I was drunk and I was doing 200 and a 25. Yeah. I don't know.
I told him I was late to my grandmother's funeral.
I couldn't
let
find
me
my
off.
Clothes before I left the house, so I just taped a bunch of guns to my body. I was wearing my gun suit. And yeah, the cop, I guess we were both named Bryce, so he was like, yeah, you can go.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I got it, man. Relax.
Yeah, Adam's panicking because the early bird special at...
What do you have going on?
We have a show... We host a show, like a weekly.
A weekly, like, stand-up show?
Stand-up show,
yeah. Nice, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. But also,
I don't know if you're doing stand-up anymore.
But also, I mean, to Nick's point, there is the early bird special at Berg and
Adam's
Bagels.
Adam's got to get over to Berg and Bagels.
He has to get to.
Berghain Bagels.
Berghain Bagels, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just shitting themselves. Yeah. I'd never want to go there. It sounds so scary.
Yeah, there's a guy apparently who just goes. He's just in the bathroom all night next to the urinals with his mouth open. They call it the human urinal.
That's you. You wait. You just described what you do.
I've never been to Berghain, but that's probably when in Rome, you got to piss in that guy's mouth.
Yeah, would you piss in his mouth?
I mean, just for the experience. Just
if he's getting horny. And you pissed in his mouth. Was that gay? Did you have
he
gay
didn't
sex?
Touch my
Adam
dick.
Had gay sex.
He didn't touch
sex.
My dick.
It's all about touching.
No, it's not touching.
You just agreed to
you
it.
Said you would.
On the record.
On the record.
All right, fine. I'll piss in his mouth. And I'll put it on the Patreon for the fans.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It's a can you show pornography on Patreon? I assume it's like...
Assume
a
lot of like cam girls and stuff have... No, they got kicked off?
Yeah. It's got to be like erotic art or something.
Well, I'm launching an OnlyFans pretty soon.
Hmm. Yeah.
I thought about that, but it was only going to be pictures of my balls. See how much money I can get for that.
I used to pay attention to that shit, but then it's like, well, what'll happen? We get kicked off Patreon. Who gives a shit? I already bought Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
We reached the end of the journey. I made $60 to purchase the video game. There's nothing you can take from that.
The man is bulletproof, folks.
The fucking Nintendo comes, they're like, we are taking the game back from you.
Yeah.
No! That's not what I sound like.
Yes, yeah, it
it's
is.
It's more sonorous.
You're right. It's like this.
No.
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 No. I sound like this, but I'm also gay.
I'm
for
not
the record.
Gay.
You goddamn Japanese.
Please give us the game back.
Over my gay dead penis.
Give it back. Give it the game back.
Give it the game back.
Give it the game back.
I give us a game of bucks.
Yeah, they talk pretty stupid over there.
Yep.
They got a pretty dumb way of talking.
Pretty dummy dummies.
I like it.
If you think about it,
when I say
they're
it,
they're stupid people.
When I say it, it's out of respect.
I think they're incredibly
smart.
Yeah,
I say it like a Dominican lady.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you stupid.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Like flirty.
You stupid.
Like you're trying to have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
You stupid. No one's ever said that to you.
Yeah. A lot of the time, Spanish ladies are calling me stupid.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Did they this weekend in Miami?
Yeah, constantly.
No.
Yeah, I went to a mega club.
Yeah.
In Miami, and a bunch of women were calling me stupid.
Estupido.
Yeah. Telling me that... that I had one of the nicest bodies in Miami.
Really?
Yeah, you got one of like...
You guys just had a good body.
Yeah, me and my friend met a couple chongas, mm-hmm. and we asked them if they wanted a chicken fight on our shoulders.
Right, of course.
As so the sun was going down.
So you could feel their pussies on your neck.
Yeah, and that's I'm going to count that as sex.
Sex. If she has to like readjust and you kind of can feel the different parts of her pussy...
Mm-hmm.
if you can't feel which part of her pussy is on your neck,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't count.
Well, that's honestly why I don't do a lot of neck exercises, is so that I can fit my thin neck between the pussy lips of a chonga down on South Beach.
What's chonga?
Chonga is like a ratchet Cuban girl.
Ooh, I'm trying to get sucked off by a chonga.
By a chonga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have some fucking... What the fuck do they eat? Chicharrones.
No, they eat...
I love churros.
I'm going to start calling the police on those churro ones.
No, don't, dude.
They're nice.
Nick's a principled man, dude.
What are they doing?
He believes in the rule of law.
You see that video of that churro lady?
He believes in regulation above all.
Oh, no permits?
Yeah.
Selling churros, those bastards.
Fucking whores. Fucking slay.
What are the taxes on business? The $3 a year. I mean, yeah, in general, pay your fucking taxes. That's the thing. Like, sex workers do that shit.
Dude, I don't get why sex workers are all communists now, because from my experience, they're pretty libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, hate paying their taxes. What?
That is what I said.
Well, I mean, they're trying to brand as communist or socialist now.
Mm-hmm. I was saying you shouldn't be able to call yourself a sex worker unless you've been arrested for prostitution.
Well, it's
no,
like,
I don't know about
what
that.
What do you mean?
Because it's like...
That would be a sex criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
You've been struck
by... You don't earn the clout of being a sex criminal.
Would you not be a drug dealer if you hadn't been arrested?
Calling if you're like, yeah, I'm a hustler or whatever, and you're like just some fucking like white guy that sells weed to his friends occasionally. It's like, yeah, you're not really...
So technically, Bill Clinton, not a pedophile because he was never arrested for it.
Well, no. I mean, it works the opposite for pedophiles.
Why?
If you have been arrested for it, you're a dog shit pedophile.
Yeah, you're trash.
Yeah, the real
you lose your license.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Bill Gates would call himself a pedophile. Just to be quite clear, as long as we're doing it this way, I don't think he's going around saying, I am a pedophile. I don't care that I haven't been
arrested. I'm a fucking pedophile and I'm proud. Pedophile pride, baby.
Shouts out to Billy Gates, Billy the Kid.
Heritage, not hate.
Heritage, not hate. Sucking dick or whatever. What week is today? Ooh, this weekend. Guys, listen, I'm going to need you to come buy tickets to see me in Atlanta on the 23rd.
Hot
this
Atlanta.
Saturday. Hot Atlanta, brother. And Nashville on the 24th. Buy them motherfucking tickets, baby. And then also Baltimore on Thanksgiving weekend, the 29th and the 30th. And then Houston on the 13th. And I'm trying to add some shit in Texas, but I don't know if it's going to work.
Also, Funny Moms is... We have one next week, and then I'm thinking we'll probably just be doing two next month.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the holidays.
Philadelphia on 12/12.
Nice.
I'm woo!
Cleveland, January 4th. Doing San Francisco the 6th of January.
for pride.
These aren't real, guys.
December 9th.
There's so many people.
There's a viral marketing campaign. You got to follow them. You got to check the Target website at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nick's trying to disorient the Stavros tickets by naming other cities and dates.
Are you touring with us?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully never.
Yeah.
We hate it.
That would honestly be awesome if we never did one again.
Never did them again. I'm a clothier now. Mm-hmm. I've just restocked the store and everything sold out almost immediately.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
I have some things left if you want to go to cum.town and pick up a shirt, maybe a holiday gift for an estranged lover.
Oh, and by the way, Stabby Baby calendars are on the way.
Oh, for
2020. We're doing the final mock-ups. Mm-hmm. We're getting the prints ready.
They're just Democratic nominees with your body.
Absolutely. I'm doing a lot of fucking Kamala Harris stuff.
Man, I'm so happy that she's just losing.
I know.
She sucks.
She tried to do the Hillary shit.
She hired all Hillary's campaign staff.
After gloating that she's like, I'm a front runner candidate about Tulsi Gabbard calling her out for putting black people in jail. She's like, first of all, I'm a front runner candidate. Immediately polling at fucking 3-1%.
Yeah. They put out a poll that said Pete was like way ahead in Iowa. But did you see that half of the respondents were Republicans?
That was not prospective voters.
Pete's data is fucking that, fucking that thing about like
fuck him
about South Carolina, like 400 black fucking South Carolina.
Yeah, that thing is so weird.
They didn't exist, or half of them were white.
42% were white people. And then most of them, like the bigger names on there, were like, the media asked them, they're like, I never endorsed him.
Yeah.
I never did. And they sent out an email to everybody on that list saying, like, you can choose to opt out of saying you endorsed Pete by...
Oh, that's it's like if you don't respond, you endorse.
Which is some Lionel Hutz shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, money down.
That's Dan Ninen shit. That's like sociopathic.
Mm. Yeah, he bought BernieSanders.com, but with a fucking... the one of the I's is an L.
Yeah.
And it's like... Dan Ninen did that to what's his face?
I want to buy IndianRussellPeters.com and redirect it to Dan Ninen's website. Yeah. I'm looking for the Indian version of Russell Peters.
Oh, mate. I'm fucking gay, mate.
I'm gay, mate. All right, folks. That's the show.
That's going to do it.
Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, like, go see
we'll plug the live dates when you have them. Do you have any live dates actually lined up?
Yeah.
Throw them out there.
Again. November 29th, we start in Columbus. Then we go to Pittsburgh. And then we're trying to book Philly and D.C. right now, still finding a theater. Mm-hmm. We're in Brooklyn, 12-4, 12-5. Burlington, Vermont, 12-6. Montreal 12-7, Chicago 12-10.
Hell yeah.
And then we're like Asheville, Knoxville, and Nashville.
The
like
Vills, baby.
18, 19, 20.
Hell yeah.
But it's killerraccoons.com. Ron Jeremy's in the movie.
Hell yeah.
A bunch of other great comedians.
His James. Tits.
Do you see his cock?
You don't. No.
He probably costs a lot of money to get him to flash cock.
I assume he's real cheap to not do flash cock. So we have him playing a general.
Hell yeah.
In like the bunker room.
Oh, damn. Sick.
And there's a bunch of really great comedians that have like Nick Vatterott, James Adomian, Nick Turner, Jason Sines. We have a lot of great cameos throughout, a lot of good actors that did it. It's a fun, like, there's
great.
It's a big, like, comedy. It's a big comedy. Yeah.
Those guys are hilarious.
Fuck with all those guys.
Yeah, they're good. They're all good people. They all worked for nothing to help us make it happen. And it's a fun movie that's like completely, you know, the worst movie ever made.
We'll be in the third one, man. As long as we're in, there's tits.
Yeah,
there are some.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we had to make sure it's rated R.
Nice,
sick.
Next
dude.
Time, NC-17.
We'll go. We're doing it'll be Alien 3 parody next time, so we can get a little weirder in space.
I love it.
How about NC-8, where it's like there's sex in it, but we want 9-year-olds to see it.
Yep.
It's just Netflix.
Yeah.
I came up with my own rating for the movie.
Hardcore pornography.
It's a video of me showing my penis, but it's NC-5.
I don't want innocent 5-year-olds seeing, but those fucking horny 6-year-olds.
NC-5 to 9, I'd say.
All right. Well, with that idea, everyone, we're going to leave you. So think about that for a while. What if it's NC-9 or 8 or whatever? Bye, bitch.